every night when they got home, Antonio's grandmother would say, "What have you been doing today, my little sculptor?" She would take him upon her lap and tell him stories that filled his mind with pictures of beautiful things. The next day, he would try to make some of those pictures in stone or clay. A rich man named the Count also lived in the same town. Sometimes the Count threw grand dinners for his wealthy friends from other towns. Antonio's grandfather would go to the Count's house to help with the kitchen work. He was a fine cook as he was a stonecutter.